Beloved radio friends, it is a pleasure again to welcome you to today's broadcast. I wish to refer you to the former broadcasts and believe that you have benefited from all of them. The Lord has been our helper as we continue to bring this necessary word that can influence one's life and reposition the person to the glory of God. Today, our topic is Show Me Your Glory. Show Me Your Glory. This topic is taken from one of the prayers of Moses, the servant of God. Show Me Your Glory. And we'll be reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 12 to verse 23. The book of Exodus, chapter 33. We will begin to read from verse 12 and terminate at verse 23. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." Verse 14. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you in your presence. I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are God alone, and there is none like unto you. Your glory fills the whole earth. Your glory fills the heaven. So I bring this message unto your people. Lord, we pray that you will cause your people to understand and have a desire to see your glory, even as you are ready to reveal your glory to any person that so desires. Thank you for hearing us. Grant your servant unhindered utterance. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Show me your glory. Glory is one word we use commonly. In everyday use, we may not know the full meaning. In Hebrew, glory means doza, which means all that God is, all that God has, all that God does. Invariably, Moses wanted God to show him all that he is, and all that God has, and all that God can do. It's a unique prayer emanating from a heart hungry of God. One characteristic of people in this generation is lack or inadequate hunger for God. Complete lack or inadequate hunger for God. I want to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Matthew, chapter 5, we shall hear what the Bible says about hunger and thirst. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, the Bible says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. You can always assess yourself. How much hunger do you have for God and His Son, Jesus Christ? How much hunger do you have for the Holy Spirit? A true follower of Jesus Christ or a true servant of God possesses an insatiable appetite for what is right, a passionate drive for justice. That is the characteristics of a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritually speaking, the servant is engaged in a pursuit of God, a hot, restless, eager longing to walk with Him, to please Him. King David, the Bible describes as a man after God's heart, puts it this way in the book of Psalm chapter 42. And I want to read that place we are hearing. Psalm 42 verse 1 and verse 2. Crave your indulgence to listen to what David, who the Bible describes as a man after God's heart. You begin to discover why he was a man after God's heart. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? That's King David. Here we have a picture of a deer fleeing from a hunter and pants for a stream or brook to drink and renew strength. He says that's how his soul pants for God. My friends, the test of your worship, the test of your commitment is made manifest on your hunger for God. That's what drives you for Bible study. That's what drives you for the time you spent in prayer. That's what drives you to attend worship services or church services, because you have hunger for God. The second point we want to make is that if there is any person who should not pray this unique prayer, it is Moses. Moses saw God in the burning bush. He saw the power of God. He saw the display of God. He saw God in action. He saw a bush that was burning and yet not being consumed. No ash, but the bush was burning. Moses displayed unusual miracle. His rod changed to a snake and swallowed that of the magicians and sorcerers in the palace of Pharaoh. Moses saw mighty miracle. His rod was an instrument of dividing the Red Sea. Moses saw manna come down from heaven, angel's food which God rained down from heaven. Moses saw God bring out Israelites with wealth, gold, silver, etc. In spite of these mighty works, Moses still cried out to God, saying, "Show me your glory." Moses was not satisfied. Invariably, he was saying, "I want to see more of God. I want to see all that you are, all that you do, and all that you possess." Brothers and sisters, if Moses asked to see his glory, we cannot ask less. God answered and revealed to him his character, his nature. The glory of God is his very character. God came himself and revealed and manifested himself to Moses. Praise God, anyone can see his glory in the New Testament. The first thing the Lord did when he was crucified was to tear the veil, revealing the Holy of Holies to anyone. Anyone can see the glory of God in our dispensation. Jesus is the express image of God. He said, "If you can believe, you will see the glory of God." That is the full manifestation of who God is. Jesus is all that God is. This is the one who said he has gone ahead of us to show us his glory. Recall that as a ministry, God has said to us, "The glory of this latter house shall be better than the former." God is ready to reveal his glory to anyone that desires him. With patience and perseverance, you will see the glory of God. He is a great provider, providing necessities of life, providing health and healing, providing children. God is ready to do the same thing, even in our own time. God is poised to reveal his glory to any man or woman who desires to see it. The glory of God is coming down here. The more we hunger and thirst for him, the more we shall see his glory. Those things that make people to run from pillar to post, and sometimes run to the places where they will rather be put in bondage, where they are seeking for signs and wonders, God is ready to show his glory to any man that so desires. Has God ceased from healing the lame? God has not ceased from opening blind eyes. God has not ceased from healing sicknesses and diseases. God has not ceased from removing barrenness. God has not ceased from casting out evil spirits from people through his servants. Mental disorder will disappear when God reveals his glory. Kidney failures will be cured when God reveals his glory. The dumb will begin to speak when the glory of God comes down. God will show us his glory, for we are his children, and he has promised to do so. It will no longer be that the glory has departed, no longer Ichabod, God is still able to raise the dead in our time. Let the heavens open. Let the glory of God come down. Let us, like Moses, seek his glory. He will show us his glory. If you want to see his glory, the first step is to yield yourself to Jesus, his only son, the express image of God, which he has revealed to us. God can only reveal his glory to his children. That's why he said, if you believe, you will see his glory. Give yourself to Jesus and you will see his glory. Hand over your life to Jesus Christ and you put yourself on the step of seeing his glory, seeing his power, seeing the manifestation of his power over your life. That's what he desires to do. He desires us to reveal his glory in our own time. May it be that we will put ourselves in line so that we also will see the glory of God in our own time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that you are so desirous to reveal your glory in our time. And like Moses, we ask, show us your glory. To any man or any woman who desires to see your glory in his own time, her own time, mighty Father, may you meet that person at the point of his need and show him who he is, all that you are, and all that you can do to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.